Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, man, I love to talk some football. This is the perfect guy to do that with. Legendary sports writer Dan Pompey joins us here. And you might have seen his stuff in the Bleacher Report, in the Athletic, Chicago Tribune, Sporting News. The guy has been covering the NFL for more than 30 years, been to, I think, 33 Super Bowls, and he's got a great new book out that it basically starts a fight called The Football 100. It's the definitive story of the greatest football players of all time. Dan, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. I really appreciate you having me on today to talk about the book and a little NFL.
Hey, and you know, the best is, I want to put this on the table. We're based in Kansas City. So it's the place where football was born.
You mean it's the place where Taylor Swift goes to games, don't you?
That too.
Okay.
I so appreciate great sports writing. I worked in Pittsburgh in radio for quite a long time. And I remember a great sports writer there by the name of Phil Music. Do you ever know his stuff?
Yeah, Phil's great. Yeah.
Yeah, Phil Music. And then, of course, moved to Kansas City and Joe Poe was here. So, man, I got a great respect for all that you guys do. And but then you come out with a book like this that's really it's meant to make people argue.
Yeah. You know, I think it was a fun process. And, you know, we argued about it in the process of coming up with our list. And we had a committee of five people who sat down and we met and we voted and we kind of had reduction votes, went on and on. And, it's something that not everybody is going to see the same way, obviously, a highly subjective process. So, I mean, even you could argue starting with number one on down all the way through. And, you know, the hardest part of all was deciding who to leave off the list, who didn't make the cut.
Right.
Because, you know, you're talking about, I mean, the Pro Football Hall of Fame has like 350 people in it. We've got 100 people. So, I mean, there's a bunch of Hall of Famers that are not on our list. It's the greatest of the great. So it's obviously it leaves a lot of room for debate. And I'm sure there will be. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of people throwing some rotten tomatoes at us.
Yeah, that's fun though. That's good stuff. And you know, when you're arguing about sports, you're really not arguing. I mean, it's just a point of view kind of a thing. And I know this book goes all the way back to some of the early days in football. So you got to be talking about Lenny the Cool, right?
We are. You know, I mean, one of the interesting aspects of this process was how do we incorporate the players who played in past eras,
right?
When rules were different, when really it was a different game, right?
Played on both sides of the ball generally.
Yes. And the other thing is, I think, you know, we all have recency bias, right? We're all looking at the players that we know best, the players who we've watched over and over again. I mean, you know, what have we seen of Sammy Baugh, for instance?
Right.
What do we really know about Sid Luckman? You know, how many clips have you seen of Sid Luckman? I mean, maybe you saw a little YouTube highlight here and there or whatever it may be. You know, you went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you watched a little film about him. But, you know, it's not like, well, Brett Favre, we saw him play every week. You know,
sure.
Tom Brady. How many games have we seen of Tom Brady? So, you know, that was a challenge for us and one that, frankly, I'm not sure that we handled well enough, because I think it's really important that we do pay homage and give the due to the players who played in the 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, and, you know, that came before the point when most of us were even, you know, watching the game closely as quote unquote experts.
Yeah. And I love to go back and see some of the footage of some of those early games and those early players like Len Dawson, you know, on the sidelines, smoking a cigarette and then going back into play. I mean, it was just such a different time then. And that has to be kind of tough for you, Dan, to incorporate all of that into the Football 100. But let me ask you about Super Bowls. So you've been to, is it 33?
Yes, I think that's right. 34.
and you still say the greatest one is the 85 Bears, right?
Well, I'm a little biased,
right?
Because I'm a Chicagoan, and that was my first, and that was my first assignment, you know, as a NFL beat was the Chicago Bears, and they put me on it in 1985 because the team heated up. But boy, next thing you know, I was caught in the middle of that vortex, and it was an incredible season, an incredible team, and you know, it was privileged to really be a part of that and to witness it.
Yeah, and you've interviewed so many players and coaches and just everybody just about in the NFL. Let me ask you about a couple of the coaches. So Bill Belichick, obviously, you know, having a tough year, but it's kind of the nature of the beast. I can remember when I was in Pittsburgh, it was the end of an era for Chuck Knoll. And so you had people, you know, one play yelling for him, and then the next play it's get rid of Knoll. Is that same kind of thing going to happen to Belichick?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit tough to watch in some ways because you obviously have such great respect for him. You know, I would say, my opinion, the greatest coach in NFL history. You know, certainly maybe you want to argue for Paul Brown or somebody else, Lombardi, but he's certainly in the you know, top couple, or Shula. But I think, you know, the interesting part about Belichick is if you're going to be down on him, if you want to see him fired or whatever, I think the argument that's made against him is that, you know, he hasn't been able to restock this team as a general manager more than right. What he's done as a coach, right? Since Brady's left, you know, the talent level just has not been able to be competitive in the AFC East with some of those other teams and the conference overall. So, you know, I think that's been kind of the failing in New England more than anything. Now, obviously, when you got a guy like Brady, he's kind of an eraser, and he makes up for some of the
right.
deficiencies around him. And now you don't have that. So everything else is, you know, when you do have a deficiency, it's glaring.
Yeah. It's kind of like with the Chiefs, you know, and Travis Kelce, they always refer to Travis as Mahomes's get out of jail free card. And it does kind of cover up some of the, you know, some of the situations you get into that aren't so good. We're talking to Dan Pompey here on the National Defense. The book is The Football 100. What about John Gruden? You think John Gruden is ever going to be a head coach again?
I think if he's a head coach again, it'll be in college. I'm not sure that, you know, right now he's got litigation going against the NFL, so no one's going to touch him.
Right.
I don't know how long that's going to go on for. You know, I know the NFL would like to settle out of court. I don't think Gruden's going to do that because I think he believes the NFL was wrong, and he knows where some bodies are buried, and he's going to
right.
see it through in court, and who knows how long that's going to take. I don't think he's going to be a head coach in the NFL again, no.
You know, I think one of the most underrated coaches, in my opinion, is Mike Tomlin with the Steelers. I mean, that guy has never had a less than 500 season. And, you know, he just keeps making it happen every single year. Is there anybody else right now in coaching that you think is pretty underrated?
No question. Tomlin's on that list. I think John Harbaugh might be another guy you say
right.
is really underrated. I mean, I guess you could go back to like what is rated,
right?
Because I don't know how people look at them, but I mean, I think those two guys are, to me, a couple of potential Hall of Fame coaches. Obviously, they're still going,
right?
But I think.
But enough about Andy Reid.
Oh, I mean, Andy. You know, Andy clearly a Hall of Famer, and you know, one of the greatest ever, and. He's special, really special. Yeah. And, has been for a long time. I first met Andy when he was a tight ends coach of the Green Bay Packers, and hasn't changed a bit. He's the same guy, except he just keeps getting better and better with age, I think.
Yep, absolutely. Well, man, I can't wait to see this. The Football 100, the definitive story of the greatest football players of all time. Dan, thank you for your writing. Thank you for the time today, man. Just great talking to you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Randy.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.